Good morning. A couple of weeks ago, I read some verses from the last chapter of Job, and I'm going to reread those. Job chapter 42, and I'm just going to read verse 10 in this time. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And I had shared a couple weeks ago how amazing it was to me that here this is the last chapter of Job, and all that went back and forth, all that had gone back and forth between Job and his friends, words that were said, and yet they're still friends. That was something for me to marvel at. And then also what God did after he prayed for his friends. And I wondered what Job prayed, how his prayers, what exactly his prayers were. And of course the Bible doesn't tell us that, but I still wonder what he prayed. And when I was a kid, I often thought about Proverbs 18 verse 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And I wanted to have friends, so I prayed about it. But I would have to say that it was a selfish prayer, because it was about me getting friends. And only later did I realize that to have friends, I needed to be a friend. And if you're married, you've been given a friend to pray for. I remember starting early in our marriage to ask God to bless my wife. And I also remember some times when that wasn't an easy thing to ask, and I wondered why. And I thought, what a miserable creature I am. I'm supposed to love her like Christ loved the church, and I can't even ask God to bless her. And God used this to show me that my heart wasn't right and that I needed to repent. And I'd like to offer this as a test of blessing. Can I bless someone or not? It's kind of a test about what's in our heart. And maybe we don't want to know what's in our heart, then don't take the test. But if you're not afraid, ask God to bless your brother, your sister, your neighbor. Ask God to bless your elders, your boss, your friends. Ask God to bless your best friend, your spouse. And if you recognize the importance of doing this but can't bring yourself to do it, then you failed the test. And I would humbly ask you to repent and cast your cares on Him and pray for your friends, especially for your spouse. Let's pray. Dear Father, when compared to your Son, we are poor, miserable creatures. He suffered on a cross and gave his life as a blessing to all who would trust in him. And sometimes we have trouble giving even words of blessing. Thank you for the gentle way that you show us what is true and right. We are blessed to be corrected by you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, pray.